Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cuando vas a JCPenney a comprarle un regalo a papá con tu cupón de 20% extra, no solo le estás comprando un regalo a papá con 20% extra, le estás demostrando que su esfuerzo como papá valió la pena. La prueba está en el recibo. Sí, es JCPenney. Cupón válido hasta el 15 de junio en selección de estilos. Aplican algunas exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to The Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pan Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler. I want to say thank you for supporting not only this show, but anything I do. I don't care what it is. Telling someone about the show, a shirt, I don't care. Come see me live. If I'm in your town when you're around, tickets are on my website at ryansickler.com. If you got to have more of this, then you got to check out the Patreon. It's called The Honeydew with Y'all. It's this show with y'all, and no one has stories like y'all. Nobody. It's $5 a month, all right? That's it. And we have a new tier where we have bonus content now, and you're getting the way back a day early ad free. All of it's censor free because you know what YouTube does out there. And that's the biz, man. You guys know what we're doing here. We're highlighting the lowlights. And I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. I am very excited to have this guest on today. Back on the Honeydew, Jeff Dye, everybody. Welcome back to the Honeydew, Jeff Dye.
Thanks for having me. Love what you've done with the joint.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it looks great.
It's your first time here.
Green and black, baby.
Yeah, you like it.
I like the branding.
Yeah, thank you.
More of a black and orange type of fella, but I like the green.
Why black and orange?
Orioles. I think of Orioles when I think of you.
Okay. I was thinking you're a Seattle guy, so maybe you like that lime green.
I do love it. No, it looks good, but I think of you as orange and black.
Yeah. We're orange and black and purple and black.
Oh, yeah, and purple and black.
Before we jump into what we're going to talk about, promote whatever you'd like, please.
Yeah, go to jeffdye.com. I'm literally coming to every city in the world. All I care about is stand-up comedy, and I'm doing a lot of it. So go to jeffdye.com to find tickets, figure out when I'm in your town, and that's it.
Well, I wanted to say we've been talking a little bit before the show starts, and I bumped into you at a Laker game last year, I want to say. It had to be last year. Right? Maybe a little over.
I don't know when. Bad times.
But you had gotten into an accident drinking and driving.
Yeah.
But when I saw you, you had been clean and sober. And how long have you been clean and sober now?
I've been sober for 15 months and 16 days.
Hell yeah. Congrats. Yeah,
I just checked that. That's how I know.
So and is that sober off of everything?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I.
You weren't a weed smoker before.
Never got into weed. The weed is. It's always mind-boggling that people are so into it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried every strand. You know, everyone's so optimistic. Oh, you got to just try this or try that. I tried them all, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So that was never tempting. But, yeah, I don't do nothing no more.
So where – let's go back to the beginning. When – I mean, would you say – because this is where I wonder about how people drink sometimes. Mm. And I have a therapist years ago. She was a different lady that told me that she believed – an alcoholic was, even if you just were a golfed on Saturday and drank beers on Saturday, but you do it every Saturday, you're an alcoholic. And I was like, I understand that you have a medical or professional definition of that, but we do not agree on that at all.
I don't agree with her either.
So
I also do. Who gives a shit?
Were you an alcoholic? Or are you?
I don't even know. I think some people would consider me an alcoholic. I don't consider myself an alcoholic. I drank from morning to night. I drank from morning to night.
That sounds like an alcoholic.
Yeah, but I like felt fine. It wasn't affecting my work. It wasn't affecting, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like I was fucking
That's
fine.
That's when they tell you you're a functioning alcoholic.
I was a high functioning. Yeah. But here's my argument.
High functioning. Right. That's right. There's a difference.
Now, if you're high functioning, wouldn't that kind of mean you're not an alcoholic? If you're high functioning, everything's functioning in your life.
I would say if you can remove the alcohol and still high function, then I would say yeah.
Yeah,
and
that was fun.
If you can still get the same results by removing the alcohol, then I would say yes.
Yeah, but
do you see a difference?
I see a difference in other ways. Yeah, for sure.
We'll get to that.
It's better. My life is better without alcohol. But I just don't ever want to make the alcohol like some scapegoat. You know, like it was all alcohol's fault. It's like, nah, I was using alcohol to like not get to the root of some things and to numb some things and to have looser behavior with women and get attention in different ways. It's like I was using the alcohol for all my bullshit. The truth is I had a bunch of bullshit I needed to get to the bottom of.
Let's get the bottom of it now.
So that's all that was, if that makes sense.
What were you drinking yourself away from?
Well, I lost a sister in a car accident in 2015, who was kind of like a mom figure. Yeah, she was the best. And so I think I never really dealt with that, really.
How did you at the time deal with it? You know what I mean?
Just make jokes. And like, I never really kind of got to the root of those thoughts or my feelings or my relationship with her.
And what made you realize that might be something that you were... Was it just start popping up on your mind, or what was it that made you be like, I think this is a big part of what I'm dealing with?
I don't understand.
I'm saying, when do you realize I haven't dealt with my sister's
death? Yeah, well, when you get sober, you start going, mushrooms. I was doing a shit ton of mushrooms during.
I hear it helps a lot.
I love mushrooms. Yeah. Here's what I will say too. I also don't want to make the mushrooms the hero either. I don't ever want to glamorize or villainize substance abuse. But here's the thing. Mushrooms makes you go in. It's like eating therapy. You just kind of go, oh, here's some stuff I put way back there that I wasn't dealing with at all. And the mushrooms really helped kind of like connect all those things. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you can get to the mind state that mushrooms gets you in with like meditation and like working on yourself and like journaling. And the problem is, or not the problem is, mushrooms is a great leapfrog to that. You can just get right to that state. You don't need to meditate. You just eat some shit and then now you're there. So that's why people like hallucinogenics and psilocybin and stuff, is because you can just kind of jump right to it. I believe that you could probably get to those places in a healthier way than poisoning yourself with some fucking mushrooms. Yeah. but mushrooms was healthy for me, or like really, really good for me mentally. And then the alcohol was like, I was just numbing everything. You know, and having a good time.
What else?
Really liked alcohol. But
what else is everything? Your sister passing away?
My sister passing away was a big one that I just like never really dealt with it. The way I treated women, the way I treated women like Postmates, you know, like it just like, I want to have sex. All right, I'll bring one of these over and just have sex and hang out for a night and then ignore them when they want to like actually, you know, escalate the relationship or get to know me better, you know, push them away after I kind of got what I wanted out of the thing, or use them for attention that way. I need some attention I'm feeling like, you know, lonely this week. So I'll just make a makeshift kind of girlfriend for 5 days and then not do, you know. So I was doing a lot of that bullshit, and the alcohol was kind of like, I'm party guy, I'm just drink guy. And so, you know, I was just behaving in ways that, if I was honest with myself, I wasn't proud of. And the alcohol helped me do that. You know, and be like, who cares? We're just drinking. We're having fun. Oh my God, why do you need to talk about what we are? Who cares? Like, you know, like just things like that. And so alcohol keeps you in this kind of fog, especially when you're drinking as much as I was. But the biggest revelation for me, I think, was I didn't really care about the drinking. The drinking wasn't the drinking. The drinking was like a connection to girls, or a connection to like maybe me and you going, hey, I want to get some beers. I liked the idea that I could go. Yeah. And then once I learned that I don't need alcohol to connect with people, they'll still be my friend.
Coffee instead of a, yeah.
Or we could just hang out. Mm. We could go to a bar. We don't have to do the drinking. We can just be together. And once I learned that I could have that with people without the booze, then I was so happy to get rid of the booze.
Yeah.
Because it's just aging me terribly and making me sleep in all
fuck
day.
Fuck off, aging me terribly.
And my insides, my liver. Liver.
You're not lying about that. Yeah. That is true.
Or like just waking up at 3 p.m. You're like, and then people be like, you just woke up? If I slept in that long, I'd feel like a piece of shit. You're like, I feel like a piece of shit. Yeah, I'm not happy about sleeping in this long. And most guys my age, they have a child that they go, hey, I got to grow up now. I got to, you know, get up at this time to take her to school or do whatever a dad does, or a mom. And I don't.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever the hell you guys do, you know. I didn't have anything making me have to grow up. Mm-hmm. I was just in Peter Pan mode.
I see. Okay.
So like, why not drink and sleep until 3 p.m.?
Sounds like you're in penis pan mode,
bro. That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah,
but why?
That was how, like.
Why grow up? So I had to grow up.
But why?
Why grow up?
No, what happens to you where you're like, I got to get clean and sober?
Well, I did crash my car. And then
were you having health issues before that? You said your insides. Were you going to doctors and getting checked out?
Yeah,
and
they were
much?
Terrible doctors.
Why? Because they told you to
stop
drinking.
Good. No, no, they're like, you're really? Good. Yeah, I swear to God.
They were telling you you're good. You're like, I can't.
I know, I couldn't believe it. I had like this pain in my like back, and I was like, oh, that's probably where a liver is. I don't know. I've never looked at where body parts are.
That's what I'm severely damaging.
I go, this might be a kidney or something. I don't know. Let's take it. And then I go in and the guy's like, you're in fantastic health. And I was like, well, it hurts. He goes, it's probably a muscle or like a nerve or something, but your actual organs are fine.
You're not 20 anymore.
And then
anymore.
I was like, huh. And I was like, so I'm all right. I wanted him to give me like, whoa, if you keep this up, you know, but he didn't. Nobody gave me that speech. So I was just like, all right. And just kept drinking. I always say that I'm like the Cal Ripken of alcohol. It was just like, I kept that streak going, dude. Like every day I'd be like, I'm not drinking tonight. And then by like 7 p.m. I'd be at a comedy club. Someone would bring me a whiskey. And then as it's on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drinking's fun. I really like drinking, and I never push my sobriety shit on anybody, but my life has been significantly better without it.
Well, see, the thing, I have a friend of mine that likes to drink when we get together. I smoke weed. He drinks.
Nice.
And I know that around 8 p.m., 9 p.m., that the old fashions are going to make him pass out on the fucking couch.
For sure.
And regardless if we have an earthquake or a fire or whatever, he can't get the fuck
fine,
up.
Yeah.
He can't parent. He can't supervise. He can't get the fuck up. If I'm just smoking weed, adrenaline's like, we got a fire. It's like the high is gone. And I'm like, kids, come on. I'm not incapacitated, dragging myself off the ground or being like, what's happening or not being able to remember or blackout or anything. So I look at that.
So
like,
you think weed is superior to alcohol?
100% superior to alcohol and always. I mean, but I'm also saying, for me at least, I'm sure there are alcoholics out there. I know. I've seen these guys on the street. And I'm like, how you doing that?
Yeah.
How you doing that?
It was
apparent, you know?
Wild.
You compare
to like a fucking late show. I don't remember a single thing about it. Everyone's like, that was great. I don't remember anything.
I remember all of mine, you know? Crazy. But what I had seen watching, just doing comedy too, watching all of a sudden, I was like, oh man, this is before Uber and stuff, because we go back a ways.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Joe Blow and Jane Doe are getting DUIs. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm sitting here drinking 3-4 beers and I know I'm fine.
Yeah.
I know I am. I have my tolerance, but I also know if I go home and a kid runs out or a car and I smell, I'm done.
Oh,
and I watch people paying $10,000 and not having a license for a year and take public transportation and AA classes.
Bro, I should have 500 DUIs.
That's what they always say,
minimum.
Too. By the time you get caught.
I've driven over the limit 1,000 times. I can't even tell you how many times.
Wow.
So that alone is a good reason to get clean. Because I go, oh, man, I had like 2 whiskeys. Who gives a shit? And then I get in my car.
But there was nothing, I'm saying, prior to the accident where you were even thinking to yourself, I got to stop this shit.
I didn't want to drink for years before that, but it's just part of our life. It's part of our lifestyle. It's part of my habits. You know, like I remember talking to this woman in Violet. We were like in bed and I was like, man, I don't want to drink today. And she was like, then just don't drink. I was like, we're going golfing. I'm going with the guys.
Yeah,
like, you know, she's like, she couldn't get her mind right. She's like, then just don't. And I go, it's not how it works. I can't just tell them I'm not drinking today. Like, it's this love fest with like alcohol and like, you know, oh, come on, have one. Or like, I would tell guys.
Guys
like,
look at you like you're Debbie Downer if you don't, because then they start questioning themselves.
Yeah,
like,
it's not fun to
am
drink
I
alone.
Too much? Also, like, do I need to fuck up that? You start doubting.
Or like, they'll bring me one. They'll be like, fuck, I know you're not drinking. Have one. And then I'll be like, all right. Because it wasn't like I had made the, I'm not drinking anymore. It was just me being like, I'm not going to drink today or something. Mm-hmm. And then that wasn't taken seriously by everyone. So, there were so many times that I was just like, I just wish I didn't have to do this. And so now it's great. All my friends like respect it and they're not pushing it on me.
And if I can ask you, when you drink, because I've had a lot of people on the show tell me like, look, I drink and I can't stop at one or like I can have half a beer and leave it on the table. And they're like, I can't do that. And a lot of them are, if I'm having one, I'm having 12, and there's no lie about it. Like, not even an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's like that. You
know? I don't really know.
Is that what you did every night? Every night.
Almost every night,
7 nights a week you're doing that to your insides, your body?
Well, my tolerance was high, and then also, like, you're doing it 7 nights a week. So it's like then that.
And doctors are like, man, you look good in
it
there.
Was crazy. Yeah. I mean, it was not.
You're like, I'm eating cigarettes.
I have the worst doctors for sure. One time I had like a.
That would definitely change.
In doctors. Like 2010, I had like an STD. Oh, and my actual doctor was like a bro about it. I was like, it was chlamydia. And so he was like, all right, you take these pills. You don't have sex. It's very irresponsible if you have sex with someone when you have this. Like, it's going to take a few weeks. Let the antibiotics run its course. He goes, also, you can just ignore it and it'll go away. And I go, what? Like, what do you mean ignore it? He goes, if you don't want to take those and you just don't have sex because it's irresponsible, but like if you just wait it out.
The body will cleanse it out.
Yeah, and I was like, you shouldn't be telling me that as a physician. Like, I could just ignore it. Yeah, it was just kind of strange.
And what's the time frame on taking the pills to not taking the pills?
I have no idea. I didn't take it serious. I just took the pills. Yeah. I was like, this guy's an idiot. But like, what a weird thing for a physician to tell me.
Yeah, there's a lot of fuck. I always say, you know what they call the guy who finished last place in medical school? Doctor.
Yeah, fascinating. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a doctor also.
It's insane. I was like, where'd you get your license? Just ignore it?
Where are the certificates in
what
this
is
office?
This guy is man, talking I don't about. It's ridiculous.
There's nothing professional in here.
Yeah.
You're right, though. Our life, Kirsten will tell you. Kirsten will come on the road and work with me and sell merch and stuff like that. We get to the club a little early sometimes. It'd be 3 o'clock just to go check in, hello, ask where how we do everything, just get it out of the way. And they'll be, you want to drink?
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm like, nah, I mean, we got two shows tonight. Like, you don't want to start drinking now?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. And then they would tell me, I'm like, is that common? They're like, oh, yeah.
Dude.
We got guys that will sit in here at 3 o'clock and just pound them before their show.
And you at would? That place, yeah. Back because wow. I'm like, it's free there. And it's kind of like a bar. And also I associate drinking with the hang. So I'm like with younger comics. And then, you know, it's just kind of, it's a thing to do. It was the connection. Like that's what I was obsessed with, which is great. Cause now you can still go there at 3 and hang with younger comics if you want and chill. You don't have to like do the drinking part of it. But I liked that part of it. Like I thought that was like what was bringing us all together. But the truth is people will just hang with you anyways.
So what happened with the accident? Was this a night after a show like you're saying?
No, it was, I went to bed. At night at like 2 or 1:30, I can't remember, but it was late. I had a bunch of friends in my house and we were all partying and then I was like, ah, fuck, I gotta get up early. So I went to bed. Well, when I woke up, it had been, you know, I don't know how 8 hours, I'm gonna guess, of sleep, but I'm speeding to get to like where I'm going and I'm flying. But and I don't drive fast
and
very
often.
Are
you still fucked up?
I feel fine. I've driven like that a million times, especially the next morning. So in my mind, I'm like, whatever. So and I genuinely didn't even consider that I might be fucked up. I'm just trying to get to where I'm going. I lose control of my car, skid across this thing, hit a tree. And then that's when I started thinking about it. Once I was like, I hit the tree.
When you hit the tree, you're like, you know what, man? I should probably stop
no,
drinking.
No, but not out of the alcohol. What I started thinking about was like, fuck, cops are going to go, how'd you crash
you might
your car?
Still have,
and then
see.
I was like, I was drinking last night. You hear all those stories about people who are like, oh, the next morning.
I mean, also, I feel like 0.08 is one beer.
So easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a small percentage of, yeah. So I was like, Oh, now I'm going to get the thing. And all these thoughts, everything I just said out loud that took, I don't know, 30 seconds, I thought that in a tenth of a second. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck. So then I was like, and I just ran. I just like fucking split.
On foot?
Yeah, I just ran.
I didn't know that.
So dumb.
You ran on foot.
Oh, guess what? In Burbank.
With the license plate on the car and everything.
Also, here's a part.
Properly registered, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There was somewhere between 100 and 500 witnesses. Like, just everyone saw it.
And I was like, what time of morning is this?
Like, it was like, man, I'm fucking terrible. Another part of it, too, that's kind of funny
is this?
Like 9 a.m.
That's early as shit on a weekday?
On a Sunday morning. Everyone's jogging. It's a main street. And the other thing, too, that like I've never told anybody, it's like I crashed a Tesla. So it's like, good luck wiggling out of this, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm literally like, there's like a 7 camera shoot of me going, oh, fuck, I'm drunk. Oh, God, what if they catch me? like in court, it would just.
You said that.
And I'm like, I gotta run. You know, like, I'm meeting my ex. I'm in love with her. Like, and I'm just like, it couldn't have been more obvious. Like it was me. And like, there was a, you know, there's just no, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was me, you know, like if the footage came out.
And so you run on foot where do you go?
I know you're coffee shop.
What?
It's about a mile away. Maybe
you ran a mile. How fast you think you ran that mile?
Well, faster than any time in my life ever.
I'll bet. Just and what are you wearing? Adrenaline. What are you wearing?
Oh, that was a terrible thing too. Now, whenever I still have the shorts I was wearing when I got arrested, and because I had to sit in jail with them, and so now when I see those shorts, I'm always like, these are the shorts. You know, they're yellow, bright yellow San Diego Padres like MLB shorts, a gray hoodie, and then like just like a baseball hat. Yeah.
And what shoes did you have? At least some sneakers on.
Some sneaks, something that yeah, okay. I don't remember.
And you run to a coffee
run
shop.
Run to a coffee
Do you
shop.
Have your wallet and shit with you?
No,
or?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Like an idiot. But it's all adrenaline.
Sure, yeah. And also, you're not thinking clearly.
Also, wearing my Apple Watch. Right? That's buzzing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, with the accident and everything. You ain't getting away from this at all.
Dumb left his phone in the car.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that.
Because everything shook. You know, it was all fucking.
Hit and runs are over these days, bro.
There's no way.
Ain't no hit and runs.
Between the Tesla and the Apple, dude, the cops were just like, we think he's over here. I mean, they found me so fast. They also came in like I was fucking El Chapo or something. Like, take it easy, LAPD. You know, like,
wait, they knew where you were.
Yeah, they got
it. Because everyone's like, he's right there.
And also, like, they have my phone. So they're literally like, do you drive here? And I'm the worst like liar, and I'm still like all like rattled and like trying to make
it's
sure.
It's a pub. What coffee
I'm
place
like a little
is
boy.
It?
The coffee commissary in Burbank.
Is it crowded?
Oh yeah. And also all the baristas
now the
know me.
Are coming.
All the baristas
shit.
Know me.
This is a common place you go.
I go every morning. So like all the customers in there, if they don't know me personally, they at least go, we see that guy in here all the time. So they at least have that, like, oh, we see him. The baristas all know me by name and whatever. And then my ex, it's not my ex, a girl like I hung out with was who I was meeting. So she was there. And I.
Oh, she's waiting for you.
She was waiting. And that's why I was speeding because I was late. And so the thing is like, also I was like, I was like so smitten over her like that. I was like, I have to get to this date, you know, date. Or like, cause I'm like, maybe that'll make us get back together or something. So now I'm embarrassed to tell her what just fucking happened. Also, the coffee shop doesn't know what's happening. All the people in the coffee shop think this is just two people getting coffee. And then the cops come in.
How
I'm
many
like,
of
the fuck? Well, one initially. Uh-huh. And he was like, do you drive here? And I turn, I go, huh? Like it was like a Tim Robinson sketch or something. I'm like, huh? Just kind of like, I didn't even know how to like
he
lie.
He came
to
right
him.
Up to
and
you,
then he
dude.
Like peeks around because I've turned my shoulder and he goes, did you two ride together? And then she's like, no. And I was like, just say yes. She's like, what is like, she couldn't figure out what's happening. And then I just turned to him. I go, can we go outside? And he's like, yeah. And so then we go outside and I'm just trying to get him to move it down the road because everyone in the coffee shop's looking.
Yeah, of course.
She's looking. Of Everyone's course. Trying to figure out what the fuck's happening. And I'm just trying to get him to fucking move it down the street. And he's like, whoa, man, don't. And I'm like, this isn't, I'm not going to fight you. I just want to not be in the view of everything. And then they put me in a cruiser, took me somewhere else.
You admitted it finally there?
No, I was not admitting anything.
Did they read you your rights?
Well, what happened was we got into a little bit of a scrape down the road.
What do you mean?
So I was already humiliated, right?
Did you get your coffee?
I didn't get my coffee. Listen to this. So they put me in the cruiser. My dumb, the girl that I dated for a second was like, what is going on out here? And I was like, just, I'll tell you later. Like, I'm like humiliated. I'm cuffed in the back of like a thing. And then she's like, you know, she thinks that, you know, it's more interesting than it is, you know, like, and I'm just like, I'll tell you later. So then she leaves and I'm telling these guys like, good work, fuckers. You know, I was trying to avoid that and now you ruined it. And they're like, they drove me to a different area to do all the tests. But when they took me to the different area, I'm like, I'm fine. Like, they're like, I just crashed my fucking car. I felt like I'm passing the test, which also, I think that's what everyone drunk thinks. I don't know. I'd still love to know if I was passing those tests.
Also want to ask you at this point, do you even consider possibly, are you concussed? Are you fucked up also?
No, it's fine.
You were.
Yeah, easy.
Airbags go off
all
and stuff?
All that shit, yeah. All it was a pretty big crash.
So you, let me just go back there for a second. How did you hit it? Did you just lose control and slide off the road?
Yeah, or was it speeding too fast up the on-ramp, up the ramp. There's like an off-ramp of the freeway.
Uh-huh.
That when I tried to hit the brakes.
And you're going up?
Just off is what I should have said. Okay. But it slightly goes up. Yeah. But it was like that. And I flew across the four lanes of traffic where you're supposed to stop.
Oh, you went across to like the ramp back down onto the freeway?
Well, no, like over these four lanes and then into a tree. It was a blessing.
The tree stopped.
It was a blessing.
Or you would have gone back.
Well, and also the, if the tree wasn't there, I'd have flown through a building.
Oh, shit.
But also there was four lanes of traffic. And to this day, never before and never since have I ever seen there be no cars on that road.
Yeah. I mean, anywhere
makes
in LA with
no
four lanes.
Sense that there was no cars there.
You sailed right through and hit a tree.
Yeah, the cops are actually impressed. Later, they showed me the footage. They were like, hey, dude, whatever car that is, get it again.
That's the other thing. I forget safe. About that. And you're in a public area, so there's fucking cameras on
every
building now.
They found the footage within no time. And they were like, whatever car that is the safest. You should be hurt at least. And you ran? And I was like, yeah, not a scratch, not anything. It was a Tesla. Shout out to Tesla. Very safe. But yeah, the crash was very embarrassing and, you know, all that. But then when they
were doing the test. Yeah, we're a field sobriety test.
I get a little fucking unruly with these guys and we have a little wrestling match. Because the reality was sinking in. Like, ah, fuck, they're going to arrest me. You know, I'm going, this is bullshit. Like, my whole life is in one morning. Everything, I go from Jeff Jackpot died and now I'm getting a DUI. My bonehead fucking, I already feel like an idiot because I love her and she thinks I'm a loser. And like, now this just really confirms it. Yeah.
This ain't helping.
I think we've all been in that position where you love someone and they just don't give a fuck about you back, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then to have my most humiliating moment in front of that person.
And be like, this is 100% why.
Worst feeling in the world. So I was like, oh, this is even more humiliating than it should have been. And so then, you know, it was very flustering. And then,
are you passing the test? Do they tell you? Are you passing?
I believe I'm passing it.
Mm-hmm. You walk in a line. You're doing the nose.
Yeah.
Are you doing a
breathalyzer? And then they were like, "Let's do the breathalyzer." And I go, "But I just did all those tests. If we're just gonna do a breathalyzer, why don't you just start with breathalyzer?"
Let's kick it off with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were so thorough. You know, these lawyers look for like any kind of like thing. Dude, my guys were so textbook. They did everything, and that's why it was so rigorous. Is because they wanted to make sure that they were hitting all their little beats. And they did crushed it as cops, I'll tell you that.
They did a good job.
Yeah, there was nothing to find that they did wrong.
Well done.
They did everything perfectly. You hope for them to like not, this guy's been nailing it. It's like, it was like one of the guys.
You can't be letting me out there, man.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, let's get back to the do. So what did you blow? Do you know?
No, don't know.
But is that when they said, all right, you're over and you got to go? It is. Yeah. But they wouldn't tell you what the number was.
I think they did tell me, and it means nothing to me, and I don't remember.
I'm just curious, 8 hours after drinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. 8 hours after drinking.
Well, towards the end, I was like popping pills.
You sprinted your balls off.
I know. I thought I sweat that out.
You sprinted your balls off. You really did, though. And I'm thinking it's still over a .08.
Well, I think towards the end.
Did I miss pills? You said something about
those. Yeah, I was popping pills. Like, to keep being able to drink.
Well, that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, I think that that came maybe for sure, too. Well, here's the thing. Is like,
that's hilarious.
Towards the end of my drinking career or whatever, mm-hmm. my friends would do cocaine, and then they're up all night. I hear them laughing downstairs. They're all having a good time. And I'm like the drunk guy, passed out, like your buddy. Mm-hmm. So then I would like start to feel like FOMO. Like, my friends are at my house. They're all having fun. And then I'm drunk guy, passed out upstairs after a certain hour. And then one of my friends was like, well, you know, if you just pop these like Adderalls or whatever the fuck they are. I don't even know if they're Adderall, but some sort of pill. They're like, you pop this, you'll stay up. And I was like, all right. So like I would get hammered and then just pop a pill, fucking drink.
And it would keep you up, really?
Keep me up. But the problem is I wasn't remembering being up. So like I'd black out from all that. So it actually is not a great plan anyways. Mm-hmm. But I did that night so that I could hang out all night. See. And so that probably affected some things too. And yeah.
So you get arrested. You go where? Jail? Burbank 16 jail?
16 hours in jail or 15 hours, 16 hours in jail.
And do they let you out on your own after?
Also, I couldn't get a hold of my manager, Justin. I called. It's the only person I called. And it just keeps going to some Beverly Hills like answering machine. I didn't even know there was an answering machine still around. I was so, and I'm just rattled.
Paging him.
I guess this is not, you know, listen, my manager is the best. I can call him at any time and this fucker answers. I could miss a flight and it's 3 a.m. in L.A. I could call Justin. He gets out of bed. He helps me, right? But then I'm in the clink. I'm scared for my life. I'm fucking, there's homeless guys banging their heads against the glass and shit. Can't get a hold of Justin. And so I just sat there for 15 hours in jail.
Are you in by yourself in a cell or are there other people? Like, is it a room like this with like five or six people in
that
it?
That was at first.
At first.
And that was detox. So oh, there's no okay. negotiating. There's no anything.
Everybody's fighting and shit. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
It was so scary. I'm going to be a good boy for the rest of my life to just never.
Was it a good scared straight program?
Oh, my God.
What are you seeing in there that's scared to fight? This is Burbank, too. Guys. Not Twin Towers downtown L.A., dudes. Is it?
Yeah, no, it was clean. I'm guessing clean compared to the shit I see on Netflix or mm-hmm. something. But like, it was a bunch of homeless dudes and then me, and they're all like unruly. And the jailer is different than a real cop. Like they just kind of are like people that work at the jail. And so this guy's like smashing his head against the glass, like make himself break open in blood. He's like just going like this. And the lady, I'm like thinking like, okay, for sure come in now. And the lady's like, sir, if you keep doing that, I'm going to constrain you. I'm like, but don't threaten it. Like the guy's off. Because I'm only detoxing from the night before of booze. I'm sobered up, mm-hmm. you know, in my mind. Like I feel fucking normal. But they're all coming off of like heavy drugs. So their detox is what much more stressful on their bodies than mine. It was terrible. So then after like hours of that, they finally took my
sleep?
Photo.
Do you sleep at all?
Couldn't. And I was cold. Why did they keep it cold? I was in shorts. Like I was doing
that's
that thing.
That's right. You're in pods, right? Sure. You're in mustard yellow.
Also right. You know when you see like a gothic teenager like in the corner of like school, she's yeah. got her sweatshirt over her knees. Yeah. I was doing that. I was really like, I look like a little bitch, little dude. Jeff. I'm not a bitch, but in jail, bitch, dude. Yeah. Like for sure I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I was such a pussy in there, dude. And so then once we got my, I got processed, I guess is the term. I got my photo and all this shit. She's like, I was like pleading with her. I was like, listen, please let me have my own cell. Like, I'm not cut from the cloth of these people. And she was like, I've never been more serious or direct with anyone in my life. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm afraid. I'm like rattled. I'm buzzing.
You're telling her.
I was buzzing.
Listen,
dude.
Is this the most vulnerable you think you've ever been, especially with a lady?
Dude, I would have, for sure, yeah. I would have paid any amount. I would have bribed. I would have done anything. And then she was like, I'll see what I can do. And so then after like 45 more minutes, she put me into like my own cell. And then that was great. But then once you're
man.
In your own
Thank
cell.
That lady, man.
Oh, she's the best. I was so happy. But then that cell was now that I'm safe, I got all the time to think. You know, now I've got to wrestle with me. Now I'm going, oh.
Good point, because now you're not thinking, I got to worry about this yeah. guy. No, everything's just in your head on and you and going, your bullshit, the wreck.
Does everyone know? So, like, I'm wondering now that I've been there for hours and hours and hours, like, is everyone on the outside talking, oh, we heard Jeff did this, we heard he was drunk, and we heard he crashed his car, blah, blah, blah. Or does no one know? And they're all just wondering where I'm at, you know, because I'm not answering my phone or my text. And I'm just sitting there stressed thinking about that and wondering. I can't get a hold of my manager, which is the only like number I have.
What time do you go in? to jail, would you say?
10 a.m. probably.
And you're there till midnight or after midnight?
Yeah, after midnight. Wow, but what was crazy was like he was like the guys, the cops were saying, you'll get out of here, dude. Like once you're done with detox, they'll get you out. And I was like, all right. And then the jailer's like, no, he's going to have to stay till Tuesday because tomorrow, it's Sunday, there's no judge today. But then Monday's a holiday.
That's what I always hear. Don't get arrested on Sunday. Oh, and Monday's a government holiday.
And so they're like, he's going to have to wait till Tuesday. And so the police were like, don't listen to her, dude. You'll get out. And I was like, I hope. But then they left. So all I got is her. And so so now I'm mentally preparing for Tuesday. Like, all right, how do I just – I got to figure this shit out till Tuesday.
And you don't have a phone. You can't tell anyone anything. Yeah,
I just
got to – only have one number to call and it's not being answered.
Focus. I just got to fucking focus and like get
But now you're safe at least.
Yeah. And so I'm like, all right, well, how's this shit going to work? You know, I'm trying to figure this out. They brought me food, right? And the food sucked, obviously, but it was warm. So I like would just used it as like a heating pad kind of. I just like put it like on my stomach. I
what
put it on my
was
chest.
It
was just some like one microwavable fucking thing. Yes. I'm like just using it for warm.
Hugging your little chicken
sandwich. I just kept putting it in like different spots on my body.
On my legs.
Yeah, I'm just going trying to survive, you know. I'm not eating this garbage, but I'll use it for warmth. Then I don't know what time it is. There's no clock and there's no windows, so you can't see if it's day or night. So I'm like wondering if I'm being a bitch and it's only been a few hours or if I've been here as long as it feels. I don't know. And then at a certain time, the woman, she goes, hey, you posted. And I was like, I didn't call anyone, you know, I didn't get a hold of anyone. So like, how could I have posted bail? I'm also thinking that I'm going to be there till Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, I didn't got to go in the showers. I didn't got to like, you know, get food with everybody in the big open area. So I was like, really? I go, I'm leaving? She goes, yep. And I was like, what? So now I'm elated with all these feelings. So then she, long story short, she takes me out of there. What had happened was the police came to the end of their shift. And when they were looking over all their paperwork or however I assumed that it works, they were like, that guy's still in? And they called and said, get him out of there. Like that guy, like we told him he'd be done after detox, like pull him out. So thank God to those cops too. Like they were super like checked on me and
again,
made sure.
By
yeah,
the book.
Yeah, good guys. Yeah. So yeah, that and I don't like to misuse words. So like I don't want to like dumbed down PTSD, but I had some low level PTSD just from being in jail. Like the next 2 days, like I was like something in me.
His
was
head on a swivel. You're yeah. scared.
Were oh
you scared?
Yeah. I went to the bar like for a comedy show and she's like, can I get you a drink, sweetie? And I'm like, no, ma'am. Like I was like a bitch for like 2 days. Like, so yeah, it really shook me. Like shook me. But yeah. And then I never drank again.
And then were you required to go? You had no charges?
Oh, I had to do a bunch of shit.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. What happens then? You go to court. Do they – in a situation like this, who presses charges against you? Is the city?
The city does, and then the city and the state, I believe. Yeah, and then also they can seek damages for that tree, which is hilarious. Because
is that right?
They try to
like –
they try to get
wherever.
Money for a tree. I go, how about this? I said this to him. I was like – you show me you're going to replace the tree or patch the tree and I'll pay for every penny of it. But I'm going to guess that tree's not going to change. So I'm not paying any restitution on the tree. And they were like, well, I mean, it's really in principle. I go, no, I'm not paying restitution on principle. I just paid $40,000 for this whole fucking mess.
Is that what it was?
Oh, dude, over everything? I can't really bitch about the 40 grand because-
Break it down so people
well,
know what it's
like.
Well,
my own attorney was really sure. the big part
Is
of that.
Is the DUI part of it still like $10,000 fine
yeah,
and
be
all
Yeah, a big
that.
Fine. And then they hit you with like a state fine and then like the police fine and all this different shit. But then also I have to do like a DUI program that cost money.
Yeah.
Then you got to do a secondary kind of like
you do AA.
All these like little class things. AA is free. And so they can't force anyone to go to that because it's voluntarily.
But you had to
but
do
they
the
have
class.
Like a state
a
version of AA.
The classes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They had like a state version of AA because that they can make you do. But it's basically just AA except, you know, right. Not called AA.
And do you lose your license?
You
got
to go to Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Oh, you do?
Yep. I lost my, obviously, I wasn't allowed to drive for over a year.
Over a year.
They say it's a year, but like it doesn't kick in until you've been charged. And then once it's charged, the program is like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So, or, you know, longer than 12 months. So you can't finish that program even if it did. So it's really tough. Mm-hmm. But also, I deserve it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I tell these people a comment, oh, he's making excuses. No, I did my time. I did all the shit, and I deserve to do all
this. This is what they told you needed to do for this.
Yeah,
and you did
I
it.
Did all the stuff. I made
but
the bed.
But you continued, though. It did make a positive impact on
sure.
you.
Oh, for sure. Stop drinking.
This.
I haven't touched
it. A lot of people go right back to drinking, or they'll be like, I'm just going to Uber and I'll still drink.
Yeah.
Which you could do.
I was drinking the week of. Like after I got out, I was drinking.
You did?
Yeah. And even my friends were a little worried because I was still stressed and like buzzed or rattled from fucking jail. And I was also like the gravity of the whole thing was stressing me out. The only reason I really stopped was because I was like, I'm going to have to deal with this with like a level head and I'm going to say some shit I didn't mean or I'm going to try to start making excuses. So I was like, let's just try to stop drinking to like navigate this. But then once I stopped drinking and navigating everything in a clear mind, I was like, oh man, this is a way better me. I'm kind of operating on a different level.
Okay.
My relationships and friendships were better. My comedy was getting
how
better.
How long into sobriety did
only
you
a few days I felt different.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Because I was in a fog, you know? Like I was in a fog, like drunk fog.
Okay.
Yeah. So to notice it right away, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Like I'm this is better.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So then it was easy to stay with it because I'm like, oh, this is better.
And you had mentioned your life is better in a lot of ways. Give me some more.
I'm trying to think.
Do you feel like physically, let's talk about that.
Sleep better.
You sleep better.
Skin's better.
Energy. You have better energy.
Energy's better. Yeah, everything. Aging. My hair is better. Like, that's another thing. If you're a vain person, man, give up alcohol. Because, like, I would look in the mirror and I'm like, dude, how am I? Like, I glow more than, I never glue, but I don't know how to explain
glue.
It. I never glued.
Is that right? I wonder if that sounds
glowed.
Like it should be
glowing
by our rules.
I don't know. I'll say that to women sometimes. They'll be like, really? Your skin's better? And then I watch them kind of go, maybe I should quit drinking.
Because
that's
what
know,
I'm
they
saying.
They care
when
about
you start
skin.
Doing, yeah, hell yeah.
But yeah, just those kind of things are better. And then I'm like a lot more like direct. The negatives are I'm pretty irritable now.
Yeah.
I never used to be irritable.
And how quickly are you irritable?
I'm just quicker than I've ever been. Probably pretty chill guy still. But like comparatively, like I would have never cared about anything back in the day. Now something, I'll read something. I'm like, this is what's the problem with the country.
The country. It goes all the way to the country.
These young people. You know, like I just turn into like my grandfather.
Yeah.
But all positive. It's been mostly positive.
Do you I have to ask everybody this question. Do you miss it? You sound like it was fun, but you had your time with it. You're good.
I would drink tomorrow if I couldn't have all the same experiences. So like,
what do you mean?
So I will never quit drinking if I need it to do like comedy or hang out with my buddies or go to like bars and watch sports. I had to like learn, oh, I can still go to a bar and have fun and watch sports. Oh, I can still do comedy. Oh, I will never compromise those fun parts of my life. But once I learned like I don't need alcohol to do all those things, mm-hmm. then I was like, all right, then I don't need the alcohol. Because that's all it was for me. So I don't know if I explained it that well. So it's like I am happy to be rid of it because I can still do all the positive things that I was doing when I was drinking.
Without the alcohol, yeah. And
occasionally it'll rear its head. I'll be like a baseball game. Someone will walk by with a cold beer and I'm like, that looks pretty good. But that's like the extent of it rearing its head. And then I just go, I'll just get a non-alcoholic beer or I'll get like a, you know.
I was going to ask you, what has replaced it for you?
I'll drink non-alcoholic beers at my house sometimes.
So you'll do that, but you don't find yourself working out more, writing more? Like,
oh,
is
I'm
there
doing all
that,
that for sure.
Took that
I work
void?
Out every single day. I do a lot of yoga.
Did you when you were drinking?
I did, but not as well, if that makes sense. Like it's much more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Dedicated kind of thing. I've so much more time. I spent so much time drinking or like sitting at a bar. Or like I would be up till all night.
Yeah, give me an example when you're not doing stand up, when you're not on the road.
Yeah.
Give me a Tuesday night, no shows in LA if you're going out. Give me a day for Jeff Dye.
Sober.
No.
Oh, when I was drinking?
Yes.
I would just find whatever
no
sporting events on
okay.
and I would just get my buddies to go to like a bar with me.
Bar. It was all, it never,
a lot of bars.
Mostly bars, not coming to your place or their place.
We drink at my place, but it was more about you hanging. Liked the bars. Yeah, I liked the bars because I had this illusion that like some supermodel would walk in and that's how we're gonna meet. And like, but it's not true. Bars aren't that great. Nobody's, even if a girl did walk in, we'd just stare at her. Yeah, and nobody goes up
also,
and talks to her.
Also, people get pretty shit-faced. You're not getting everybody's best version of themselves at the bar.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. I mean, the most talking to you do is with the bartender, and hopefully they're cool, you know?
Yeah.
So I had this illusion about the bar that seemed very captivating, like, oh, we're going to go there and hang out and meet people. And it's like, no, you know, you just sit and drink. It's just a room where people are drinking. So.
And now what are you doing sober?
You know, now I just have, like, interests, you know? I do like a cigar lounge, though. You a big cigar guy?
I can't see. I was going to tell you, I haven't drank alcohol in over 2 years now because of all the health shit. So when they put me on blood thinners and everything, they're like, look. And I was like, you know what? I've done my time drinking. I'm good.
Interesting.
I'm good. So I haven't drank in 2 years. But one of the things also they told me is that I could smoke flower, cannabis, but I can't touch tobacco, vapes, any of that shit because of my lungs. So like that shit's bad for you.
Yeah. Cigar lounge is awesome.
Yeah, I used to go.
Dude,
to
it's like one right a next bunch of dudes just trying to get away from their family for a little while.
If they would let me come in and smoke my weed while I'm in there with everybody smoking cigars, I'd go. It doesn't bother me to be in one or around one, you know.
Dude, I love it. It's such a good hang. And like so much networking's done there. Like dudes just talking to each other, watching sports. And so I do love a cigar lounge for sure.
There's a great cigar lounge. I don't know if it's still there. Oh, I'm not going to say where you live, but you'll know it. It's on Ventura and it was across from the old Jerry's Deli.
I think that's where I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I used to go there.
Because it's on Ventura and it's crossed. Yeah.
Every blue moon I'd go. And back in the day, when Sopranos was on, we had DirecTV. And on DirecTV, you would get HBO East and West. Mm. So you could get Sopranos out here at 6 p.m. instead of 9 p.m.
Interesting.
And I didn't know that this was a thing at this place. So I go in to get cigars for the 9 p.m. showing of Sopranos at like 6:15. And it's all Italian dudes smoking the shit out of cigars. And I go, hey, what's up, man? Shut up. Shut the fuck up. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Sopranos.
They're like, they're watching the East Coast feed of Sopranos. Hilarious. I was like, this is their every Sunday thing. They're like, this is their every Sunday thing.
I go with comics every Sunday.
Do you?
And we just talk shit. It's so therapeutic. You know, we just fucking vent about bullshit and sit around. It's like me, Justin Foster, Ryan. I just said your name because I was reading off the wall. The Drew Lynch, just like a bunch of us just get together. Great. We all just sit and smoke cigars and talk shit. It's awesome.
Is this a thing in your family? Is addiction anything? Your parents weren't alcoholics or drinkers or anything like that?
I just took it on.
You just took it on?
Yeah, because I want to be so social. Like
When did you first start?
I was 21 when I first started.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get into it till I was legally of age.
Man, I'm blown away by it. I would have thought you'd say 13, 14, middle school, high school.
Well, we'll talk about that on your other podcast that I had an unusual childhood.
Wow. So yeah. What's your first
My first drink?
Drink.
I was an intern at the church and like yeah. And I was never
you
like.
You didn't even have wine at the church before that. Even a little sip, the whole communion.
It's not really
anything.
A thing.
Yeah. Are you not Catholic?
It wasn't that kind of church.
I got you.
So, I'm like this cool youth group leader kind of like guy. I'm an intern for the church. And like, we've got a little circle of other interns that are whatever. And we're pretty close in age to the kids that we're being youth group leaders for. So we're kind of like the hip young ones in a way for church, by church standards. And then I've never been a birthday guy. Even when I was young, like I don't really care about it. And then that, by me not caring about it, it lets me off the hook for your birthday or someone else's. Because they'll be like,
Jeff don't do shit for
you. Yeah. It's like, oh, he doesn't care. And so like, I don't care. Like, just forget mine. I'm going to forget yours. I'm not a birthday guy. So I casually came up at like 11 p.m. that it was my birthday. And they're like, we've been with you all day and you didn't tell us it was your birthday? And I was like, yeah, I don't really give a shit. And they're like, we've got to get you a drink. And I was like, dude, I don't drink. He goes, yeah, but why? I go, because it's against the, well, I guess it's not against the law now. Yeah, I'm 20. I don't know. I've just never really thought about it. And they're like, yeah, you can drink now. And I was like, do Christians, like, I don't know how it works. Is God going to be mad at me or something? You know?
Right.
So then they were like, no, like, we can all go get a drink. So I worked at Red Robin to like pay my bills. Mm-hmm. So we went to my work. That's also a terrible decision. Why would we, like, so we go to my work to have my first ever drink.
Any chance
drink.
It's the Red Robin on the water I've been to up there in Seattle?
No, it's the Red Robin in Kent, Washington.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but that's a good one, though, on the water. So I go to that. We can't sit in the bar because one of the other church interns isn't 21. So now I can't even sit at the bar, and we're back at my work, which is, this is not good, and I get like the biggest bitch order that's ever been ordered. I'm like, I don't know. I don't drink. So a razzleberry cooler.
A razzleberry cooler, bro.
That's my first drink. So I'm sitting there going, it's my 21st. And I just look like the gayest drink. It's like in this big stupid
getting
glass.
Shit-faced.
Yeah. So I had that. That was my first drink. And then.
And that was it. That was razzleberry a cooler fucking set it off. Yeah.
Day one, razzleberry cooler. It was the White Claw before White Claws.
And then what was your, once you figured out, all right, this is what I like, what was your drink?
Oh, we just were drinking beers at the time.
Beer? No, but I mean, once you got into later in life, was it always beer or were you a whiskey guy?
Yeah, I always drink like a Jameson Neat and then like a Corona.
When do you discover whiskey?
Few years later, because we would always drink beer and we were very excited at the idea that beer started to taste good to us. Because it was so gross.
Yeah, when you
but then when you make that turn, you're like, oh, I like beer
see,
now.
You didn't drink young, but when we did, it was you got whatever the fuck. It was
right.
Olympia and whatever it was. You get, and we're like, this is shit. So you think, I don't like beer. And then you get a good cold one, and you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's this one?
It's the best feeling.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm being a grown-up, or I'm being a man now. Or like, oh, I get why people drink now. And so that turn was big. And then it just became shit ton of whiskey all the time.
Is that what you were drinking the night before you had your accident?
Oh, yeah.
It's just whiskey.
It was just straight whiskey, and then we would chase it with like White Claw, chase it with beer, whatever, Coronas, anything.
And you blacking out.
Dude, I was drinking. My tolerance was so high, which is not to sound cool. It's
give me an amount of.
I'm like a big guy, and then I was drinking so much.
Give me an amount. What are you drinking a
so
day?
So you know those big bottles of, not big, like the fat ones, but the skinny big ones of Jameson?
Uh-huh.
At least one of those a night. Yeah.
Not all through the day. When time you starting?
5 p.m. And then by like 3 a.m.
You're fit 8 hours.
Yeah. And then then White Claw. And then also probably more than that whiskey. Because, you know, we'd be at the comedy club. We'd be having whiskeys from those too.
Every night?
Yeah.
For
which isn't
long?
Cool. Like, it's not like I'm not proud of it.
I'm just blown
but it was
away
just
by
that,
your
like,
body
you can, your tolerance
that.
Can get really high. And then if you're like, I'm like 6'4", I'm 230 pounds. So like that adds to it, you know?
It's also different. It's not a bottle of wine. It's whiskey.
Yeah, it's heavy,
fucking,
dude.
It's heavy. Yeah.
When you mentioned this earlier, which might be sharing too much, but you're talking about blood thinners. I thought I had like a dick problem. Like I literally thought like, well, I'm getting up there in age. My dick don't work like it used to. It was just too much whiskey. I'm literally like had whiskey dick for fucking 20 something years. I thought my cock didn't work.
Just and laying down there.
And yeah. So then these girls are like, this guy, I don't even think I'm hot. And I'm like, no, I'm into this. So then I would take like Blue Chew or like Viagra's. It's a miracle I'm alive. Drinking that much whiskey.
I was going to say.
And then popping like four.
Four?
Yeah, because I'm going, I need this thing
to
work.
One, it
and
says.
This girl's beautiful, man. I'm trying to like, I'm, you know, I want to please this lady, you know.
Four of them, for Christ's sake. You probably woke up, drove him with a hard dick when you hit that
No,
tree.
I'm lucky to be alive, bro. My heart
I
should.
I feel like four of those Blue Chews by itself could fucking kill you. Dude.
But like blood thinners like that, like to just willy-nilly be taking them and then my dick's soft. I'm going, I don't know. Like, so, and then that's another great part about sobriety. My cock works great and feel
it's
like
back?
A new man.
Your dick's back?
Yeah, it's all whiskey dick for that long. Didn't
man.
Know.
And when you would you not get hard and not come?
No, I could come, but it was like, it was very comparable to what
just
people
like
tell
all.
Me about like cocaine. Yeah. Well, I guess like in, when you do cocaine, it's like just you have sex for like hours. Like I felt like that. It would just go in waves, you know?
It
felt like an 80-year-old man.
And then it finally is good now.
Yeah, it's
you
great
to take
now.
Breaks.
Well, it's like it was poisoning my body.
But you're saying there's no way you would have got your dick hard without these Blue Chews during that time.
No, I could occasionally if I was like super turned on or like, you know, you caught me at the right time or whatever. But like I'm saying like it would generally be like 3 a.m. And now it's like that's the time where everybody's kind of winding down and going to bed. And that's all that's on my mind. I'm trying to have sex. And so then we'd have it was just super like embarrassing. Yeah. And then now I'm like, oh, yeah, there's probably something to that, stupid. It's not that your dick didn't work. You're drinking a gallon of whiskey a night.
Yeah.
And it was still not putting it together that that's probably what it is. So how dumb can you be?
Dude, I'm glad you're clean. Thanks, man. I'm glad you're sober. I'm glad you came by here to share this with us.
Hell yeah.
One more time, please promote whatever you like.
Yeah. JeffDye.com. Go to see when I'm coming to your town. I got 1,000 dates coming up. Also, I have a special on YouTube called The Last Cowboy in LA. But just Google anything Jeff Dye and you can find me.
Awesome, dude. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.